You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The Telecom Regulatory Authority of India has recommended a 35% cut in the reserve price for 5G spectrum in the 3,300 to 3,670 MHz band to Rs 317 crores per MHz against Rs 492 crores per MHz, suggested in 2018. Telecom operators who had demanded a 90 to 95% cut in the reserve price still feel that it's on the higher side, since operators would need around 100 MHz to run an efficient pan-India network. The new reserve price means they would have to shell out Rs 31,700 crores for buying this band. TRAI also submitted the reserve price for the 24.25 to 28.5 GHz spectrum band, also a 5G band and is referred to as a millimeter band, for the first time and fixed it at Rs 6.99 crores per MHz. On to industry sector, Tata Consultancy Services on Monday posted a good set of numbers for the 3 months to March 2022 in line with street estimates. The highlight of the quarter was an order win of $11.3 billion, a near 50% jump over the $7.6 billion seen in December 2021 quarter. Revenues in Q4 financial year 22 stood at Rs 50,591 crores, a sequential increase of 3.5%, while net profits came in at Rs 9,926 crores, a quarter-on-quarter increase of 1.6%. Despite it being a typically weak quarter for the IT sector, the EBIT margins came in at strong 24.96% flat sequentially. The IT major exited financial year 22 with revenues of Rs 1.92 trillion, up 16.8% over the previous year, and with net profits of Rs 38,327 crores, an increase of 18%. The EBIT margin for the year stood at 25.3%. In some more industry news, Godrej Industries on Monday announced the launch of its financial services subsidiary, Godrej Capital, which will be the holding company for mortgage lender Godrej Housing Finance and non-banking finance company Godrej Finance. Godrej Capital intends to grow its balance sheet to Rs 30,000 crores in 2026 from Rs 1,800 crores at present. The Godrej Group, which has interests in consumer goods, agri, real estate and retail, is the newest conglomerate to enter the financial services space. While Godrej Housing Finance was launched in November 2020, the group is only now going for an NBFC launch using a license it has held since 1998. Piroj Shah Godrej, chairman of Godrej Capital, said that with the benefit of hindsight, the group should have moved to the financial services opportunity more quickly. In order to achieve its growth target, Godrej Capital will need Rs 5,000 crores of capital by 2026, which will come from within the group. Godrej said that by end of April 2022, Rs 1,500 crores of this investment will have already been made. Moving on, deal-making in India in the first 3 months of this calendar year raced to a four-year high, bucking the global trend where mergers and acquisitions fell sharply. Corporate India closed 608 deals worth Rs 13.3 billion during the period, up from 408 deals worth $12.1 billion a year ago. According to Grant Thornton, Bharat's Deal Tracker report, this translates into a significant 49% growth in deal volumes and 9% increase in values compared to the January-March period of 2021. Deal volumes in India were driven not just by inbound deals but also domestic acquisitions by big boys like Reliance Group, which closed 8 deals during the quarter. According to Refinitiv's Investment Banking Review, India's inbound M&A activity grew 17.9% from a year ago and reached $11.6 billion, the highest first quarter period since 2017. Onto the economy sector, in a bid to develop a uniform criteria for identification of beneficiaries under the National Food Security Act, NFSA, the Food Ministry is formulating new guidelines in consultation with state governments. Currently, state governments follow different norms for identification of beneficiaries under NFSA, under which more than 800 million people are provided with highly subsidized food grains. It is not clear if and how the new guidelines could alter the number of beneficiaries. Sources have told the Financial Express that the objective of the proposed model guidelines is to bring in uniformity, rightful targeting, and evolving dynamic database. Under public distribution system, where the inclusion and exclusion exercises are undertaken on a regular basis. And lastly, the share market. After having closed yesterday's session with losses, Dalal Street was looking to continue the bearish momentum on Tuesday. SGX Nifty was down more than 100 points, suggesting a gap down start, and global stock markets were trading with losses. Volatility has started the rise back again. Investors were eyeing US inflation data ahead that could force the US Federal Reserve to take a more aggressive stance on interest rates. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.